everybody, the Buying Sell Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Frank Gray, with my co-host, Janice Jackson. Hi, Janice.
Good morning. How are you?
Freaking fabulous. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Made it through all those terrible storms that were in our world.
I know. Thank goodness. And there's more on the way. So hopefully we fare well. You know, hopefully Absolutely. We do. So anyways, hey, you know, I wanted to chat about, because I know it's kind of a hot topic out here in California, is that dadgum California Dream for All program that CalHAFA, you know, rolled out last year that evaporated in like 11 seconds.
Mm-hmm. You know, remember? Was it actually 7 days?
I think it was 7 days. Yeah. It just disappeared so quickly.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and they, what was the number? I think it was $250 million or something that they were.
It was either 250 or maybe it might even have been 300, but it was gone like that. If you weren't on it, it was gone.
It was gone. Yeah. And you had to kind of claw your way into to get in. And it was a real fiasco. It really, really was. Yeah. And so they learned.
I thought it was a bit unfair.
It really was. Yeah. So with that in mind, they decided, okay, let's fix that. And let's do it again, because there is a need, right?
Of course.
And so now they've got, it's coming out again. It's already out, essentially, with the rules and who qualifies and who doesn't. I thought it'd be good to just kind of go over those rules with our listeners. Yeah, so they know who qualifies, who doesn't. First of all, just an overview of it is, so basically, if you fit the parameters, and we'll discuss those parameters, but if you do, it's up to 20%. It's a 20% down payment, essentially, given to you by the state of California. And it does have to be paid back, right?
That's 20% of the sales price.
Correct. Right. Or there's a dollar amount. I can't remember what the dollar amount
exactly.
is. But roughly 20%. It's about a 20%. And that can be used for down payment and closing costs, right? It can be used however you want. Most people do it for down. People often ask, well, can I do the Dream for All for the down payment and then go ahead and use one of CalHAFA's other programs for the closing costs, because they have a couple of other little things. The answer to that is no, you can't. So it doesn't stack on other programs that they have, but they do get it paid back. And that's what a lot of people need to understand is that they're going to get their money back. And when that happens, is when you wind up selling the house, is when they get their money back. Yeah.
One question, Frank, is that also, they get their money back if you refinance?
So they give them, the answer to that is yes. However, there's one exception. Okay. And they get a one time only exception to where, like, let's say you got your Dream for All program in March or May or June. Let's say that May or June, you got it. And 6 months later, rates are notably better and you want to refinance. You can do a rate reduction refinance one time.
Wow.
One time. So you do have that one time option, which is cool, right? But it does get paid back, guys. And just so you know, when it gets paid back is typically when you sell the home. So let's say you got $50,000, and then over, you know, whatever period of time, you made $100,000 in equity. Well, they're going to take their $50,000. Right. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to take 20% of the equity.
Yeah.
So, you know, their 50,000 comes out, there's another 50,000 left over, 20% of that is 10,000. So they would wind up getting 60,000, right?
Yes.
You would wind up getting 40. There's
but
a caveat.
40,000 with, you know,
yeah,
that really you didn't earn. They helped you earn.
Correct.
And it keeps the program going for the next person.
Exactly. Yeah. But there is a little caveat to that too. So it could actually be less. It depends. So there's income qualifications, right? And the income qualification, you can find those on the CalHAFA website. They've got a place, or you can just get a hold of us. We can go over that with you. But there's income qualifications for CalHAFA. But then they also layer that with the average median income for your area. So they look at both. And the main one they're going to look at is CalHAFA, right? So you got to fit that no matter what. Then if you're above 80% of the median income in your area, you are subject to the 20% fee, right, of appreciation when you sell the house.
Right.
However, if you're under 80% of the median, then they will only take 3/4 of the 20%.
Nice.
See, so a little benefit there. So yes. A little benefit. But I think that
I truly believe no matter what the programs, if you can fit into the program, you should do it.
You should try. I mean, why not? You're getting a notable amount of money down. You're going to give up 20% of your equity, but you wouldn't have been able to get in anyway. And let's look at it this way too. It's a conventional loan. So you're putting that 20% down payment. You don't have private mortgage insurance at that point. So it really, there's big benefits to it. There truly is.
And not only that, just they can also keep in mind, really, a house is one of the only deductions you really have.
Right.
So not only are you getting that money that helps you to get in the house, it saves you MI, mortgage insurance, monthly, and you're able to do tax savings. You know, it's a, it is actually a win-win. It is actually so much more than just getting that shared equity.
Right. Exactly. It's a really, really killer thing if you can get in. So speaking of getting in, there's income qualifications, right? But then there's also, you do have to be a first-time home buyer. And and per CalHFA, first-time home buyer, someone who hasn't owned a property in the past 3 years.
Okay. Right.
But they have now they've added an extra layer.
Yes.
And the extra layer is, if you're a couple buying the home, both of you have to be first-time home buyers.
Yes.
And at least one of you has to be what they call a first generation home buyer.
So with that, I'm going to go dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, dun, dun, dun. First generation. So what is a first generation home buyer? Well, for CalHFA, it is, in fact, I'll just read it. I'll just read it because I have it up here. So first generation home buyer is defined as a home buyer who has not been on title, held an ownership interest, or have been named on a mortgage to a home on a permanent foundation and owned land, so a regular, you know, home, in the United States in the last 7 years. Okay, so now we're getting deeper than three, right? But then it says, and so you have to have that plus, to the best of the home buyer's knowledge, whose parents, biological or adoptive, do not have any present ownership in a home in the United States, or if deceased, whose parents did not have any ownership interest at the time of death in a home in the United States, or an individual who has at any time been placed in foster care or institutional care, type of out-of-home residential care for large groups of children by non-related caregivers. So that's the rules for the first generation home buyer.
It's very confusing to a lot of people. I've been talking to quite a few clients about the Dream Program. And when I get to that part, they just, oh, my parent, you know, and some of them, you know, like I said, in case they don't, maybe might not know who their actual biological or, you know, or, but it just makes them where they're out.
Yes, this is, and I can understand though why CalHFA is doing it, because they're trying to bring home ownership to people who, you know, if you're a first generational home buyer, if your parents don't own a home, they've never owned a home, and now you're trying to buy a home, that's trying to bring, you know, home ownership to that family, right? Who hasn't had the opportunity or whatever the case may be to have home ownership. So I understand it. I get where they're coming from.
I think it also makes it a little bit more of an even playing field, because some of these people who haven't had ownership, you know, and why is because they sold when their house was going up, and they took advantage of that, which is great. And them not being able to jump back in, I think as 100, they can jump back in, but they jump back in on their own, own merit and money. Right. And I do like the idea that it is, because a home is one of the biggest source that one can leave to their family. So how nice is it that they're saying, wait a minute, we're bringing this program in to make generational wealth.
Yes, exactly. That's what it's all about. So I agree with you. I like their angle on it. I like who they're, because especially if we're dealing with a limited amount of money, right? If we're dealing with $250 million, I mean,
right.
So because last time, just that's, I don't think this was a part of it. So it just, boom, it was just gone. So
we're right there and had your signed letter. And as soon as the minute hit, you threw your contract in there was no hope.
There
will be hope.
There will be hope. And so you got to fit those criteria. The other thing is that it's a lottery. So it's, you know, everybody's going to have a fair shake at it. Right. So the way that they're going to handle that is you have to get your paperwork in by April 1st, right? Well, not by April 1st. They're accepting paperwork starting on April 1st, and they're going to give everybody 30 days to get their applications in, get their, you know, to get in, right? So you got from April, you know, for the month of April, that's your time slot to get the paperwork in. Calhafa. Once it's in, of course, it's going to get reviewed, make sure you fit, you're qualified for it or whatever. And then the lottery will take place after that. And then you'll just get random. It'll be randomly picking people who get it. So, I mean, it's worth getting in if you think you fit the criteria. It'd be really smart. I mean, wouldn't you agree, Janice? It'd be really smart to reach out to us now. Let's start. February. Yeah.
Because actually, in the end of it, when we're really talking about it, if the dream program doesn't work, there's other programs that will. So if you need help with maybe a down payment or some closing costs, there are programs out there that's not in that lottery, that's not in that, you know, generational wealth. They're there to help you.
That's Frank, right.
I know you know how to do it.
That's right. We do. And it's I tell you what, too, Calhafa has great programs to get people in. There's also a federal grant program that's out there where the down payment's absolutely free. You know, there's a lot that you can do. But it all kind of starts with just, you know, making the call to just call Janice. She'll connect you to me. And we just go from there. You know, we just kind of go from there and figure it out. But we will pre-screen and say, OK, it looks like you can fit this, you know, California dream. Let's go ahead and do it. Why not? You know, let's get the paperwork started and get you ready to go, ready to submit the application paperwork over to Calhafa and see if it happens. And if it does, awesome. You know, we're good to go. But if it doesn't, there's still opportunity to
I agree
homeowner.
With you.
Yeah. To be a homeowner.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, cool, Janice. Well, that was fun.
Yeah. It was good talking to you.
You too. So listen, guys, if you want to talk more and learn more, just get a hold of Janice. What's the phone number, Janice?
707-372-2188.
Okay. So that's 707-372-2188 for our listening audience. One more time, 707-372-2188. Janice Jackson, she can help you out. She'll talk to you and we'll figure it out. She wants to connect you to me. If she thinks that you're, you know, it looks like we should talk about it, she'll get you connected to me and we'll go from there. But cool, man. I think that's great. And I hope people do look into it and let their friends and family and coworkers know about it. Hey, man, you might be able to fit into this thing. Give Janice a call. See, you know.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. Yeah. Anytime. Like I said, even if that program doesn't help you, there's others out there that will. And we'll
that's
put
right.
you in our program.
Sounds good. All right, Janice, thanks for joining me today.
And thank you.
You bet. For the rest of you, join us here next time in the Buy and Sell Real Estate Podcast with me, Frank Ray, and my co-host, Janice Jackson. We'll be talking to you soon. See y'all later. Bye-bye. Bye.